A much more active weather pattern will be occurring across the Midwest as we move forward through the next 5 to 7 days. Three separate storm systems will have influence on major U.S. crop areas as we go forward through this period of time. The first storm system will be focused on northern portions of the plains and northern portions of the Midwest and will occur today into Friday. It'll probably be one of the most disorganized storm systems to occur over this next full week, and it will likely produce a wide range of snowfall. Looks like amounts will run anywhere from a dusting to an inch near the Canada border in the northern plains and upper Midwest, while upwards to 2 to 4 inches will occur across some areas in eastern South Dakota, northern Iowa, southernmost Minnesota, and perhaps from near the Chicago area, northern Illinois, eastward into a part of Michigan. This storm system will have a few rain showers occurring to the south of it, but will be mostly a snow event and, like I said, will be somewhat erratic in its distribution of both snow and moisture content. The second storm system is the one that everyone will watch most closely. It is likely to evolve into a blizzard. It will likely begin in western Nebraska, probably on Saturday, with a very strong wind blowing across hard red wheat country and some immediate neighboring areas. And the heaviest snows will likely begin initially in southeastern Wyoming, northeastern Colorado, and the Black Hills region of southwestern South Dakota. From there, the storm system will march off to the northeast and will likely move from Nebraska to Wisconsin by Monday, and in the wake of the storm's movement will likely be 5 to 12 inches of snow, with accumulations possibly getting over 15 inches in some areas from the heart of north-central South Dakota through eastern portions of North Dakota to the north half of Minnesota. The storm system will also produce moisture content upwards to 8-tenths of an inch in some of these heavier snow areas, and this is right in the heart of the driest region in the upper Midwest. That precipitation, on top of the moisture that comes with today into Friday's disturbance, and that which occurred last weekend, will likely help to significantly ease the dryness and the worries that a lot of the marketplaces had about spring planting prospects in the upper Midwest. It doesn't necessarily mean we won't turn drier again later in the season, but for right now, it's a temporary bout of relief. The third system to impact the U.S. crop areas will likely occur from the central plains into the lower eastern Midwest, and this will occur from Monday into Wednesday of next week. That storm system at this moment looks like it will produce widespread rain and snow as well, and moisture content will run anywhere from 2/10 to 8/10 of an inch, with local amounts getting upwards over an inch. The storm could produce substantial amounts of snow from portions of southern Iowa into the parts of southern Michigan. We'll watch real closely. That storm system obviously has the most potential to change over the next week because it's so far out in the forecast. The temperature outlook across the U.S. Midwest will be mostly in a seasonably warm mode for a while, but behind the blizzard in the upper Midwest will be a notable cool-off taking place. This will be most noted late this weekend into early next week. High temperatures across a big part of the Midwest for the next couple of days will likely run from 30s and 40s in the upper parts of the region to readings that will be in the 50s and 60s in the south. Near the Ohio River, we may see a 70-degree high today or tomorrow, and most likely it'll be tomorrow. Temperatures will trend cooler as we go through the weekend and early next week, with many areas seeing highs in the 20s and 30s north and the 30s and 40s in the south. Low temperatures at night will fall below zero eventually towards the early part of next week in the upper Midwest, while most everybody else sees extremes not much colder than teens and 20s, with a few 30s in the far southeast. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.